Another quote or teaching that is titled A Snake in the House. Over the years, many Western lay people came to stay at Wat Bopong, the Sajan Chah's monastery. A large number arrived without any intention of becoming monks or nuns, but simply with a wish to meet and receive teachings from Lopo, and to participate for some time in the life of the monastic community. Usually, Lopo would delegate basic teaching duties to a senior Western monk, but every now and again he would give a Dhamma talk to the lay guests or answer their questions. It is sometimes alleged that monks are dismissive of lay practice and that great masters reserve the most profound teachings for those who have made a commitment to monastic life. This was not the case with Lopo. Western lay guests with a sincere interest in practice energized him. Indeed, monks would become excited if they knew that Lopo was going to give a Dhamma talk to the foreign lay guests because of the profundity of the Dhamma that they might expect to hear. One talk, subsequently published as Living with the Cobra, gives a good idea of the flavor of these teachings. In it, Lopo compared mental states, both positive and negative, to poisonous snakes. Identifying with a mental state, he said, was like letting yourself be bitten by a cobra. The separation from the truth of things that results from that identification is like death from the cobra's poison. It's a quote. All mental states are like cobras. If nothing obstructs their path, they just glide along their way. Even though they possess venom, it's inside them. They're of no danger to us as long as we don't go near them. They just do what cobras naturally do. Intelligent people let go of attachment to everything, both good and bad. They let go of both what they like and what they dislike. It's as if we were to release a cobra from captivity. It would slither away, taking its poison with it. And that is the way we release mental states. We release the good and bad with an awareness of their nature. We don't touch them, don't take hold of them, because we don't want anything. We don't want good or bad, heavy or light, pleasure or pain. A conclusion is reached, and lucid calm is firmly established. He taught that the path of practice was founded on the development of mindfulness and alertness. When these two factors were mature, the wisdom faculty would arise naturally, and meditators would then be wakeful day and night. Practitioners would be close to the Buddha at all times. The term, arising of wisdom, means that through clearly seeing how all phenomena arise and fall according to causes and conditions, meditators abandon attachment to them as self or adjuncts of self. Quote, when things arise, we know. When they cease, we know. When there is happiness, we know. And when there is unhappiness, we know. Once we know, we don't take possession of that happiness or unhappiness. When there is no sense of possession of those feelings, then all that remains is the simple process of arising and ceasing. You let it follow its natural course because there's nothing there worth attaching to. At this time, Lopo had been reading Zen Buddhist texts and he gave his own view on the relationship between Nibbana and Samsara, thus discussed in them. The Buddha said that Nibbana is cessation. Where does that cessation take place? Well, it's like a fire. It's extinguished wherever it springs up, wherever it's burning. You cool something at the point where it's hot. It's the same with Nibbana and Samsara. They lie in the same place. The Buddha taught us to put out the fire of Samsara that is inner turmoil. Bringing inner turmoil to cessation is called putting out the fire. External fires are hot, and when they've been put out, there is coolness. The inner heat of greed, hatred, and delusion are also fires. Think about it. When sexual desire arises in the mind, it's hot, isn't it? If anger arises, it's hot. If delusion arises, it's hot. It's this heat which the Buddha called the fires. When fires spring up, there is heat. When they are extinguished, there is coolness. Nibbana is the state that cools the heat. The Buddha called it peace, the cessation of the wheel of birth and death. Then at the end of the discourse, Lumpa descended from the exalted level in which he had been dwelling to address some warm personal words to the elderly English woman who was the recipient of the talk. When you first arrived, you cried. When I saw your tears, I felt happy. Why was that? Because I knew you were going to be studying the true Dhamma. If no tears flow, then you won't see the Dhamma. Because the fluid in tears is bad stuff. You have to let it all out before you can feel at ease. So please take this Dhamma away with you and put it into practice. Practice in order to transcend suffering. Die before death and be peaceful and at ease.